WTAW News Time is 6:04. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios on this Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. For the first time since 1991, the city of College Station is updating its regulations on allowing oil and gas drilling. Mayor Nancy Berry says the proposal includes tripling the fees for each drilling permit from $2,000 to $6,000.
There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management.
The proposal also requires drilling companies to pay for road maintenance and increasing minimum insurance requirements. And drilling would not be allowed in floodplains or flood-prone areas. A public hearing will be held December 18th, followed by possible action. This week's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda included sending a letter to Governor-elect Greg Abbott. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was his idea, which he later tabled, asking Abbott to reappoint Phil Adams of Bryan to the Texas A&M System Board of Regents.
I think he's been a great regent, and so I thought, well, maybe the best way to do that is to put that as a commissioner's court action. After actually filing the agenda, I thought, well, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Peters plans on writing a personal letter to Abbott supporting Adams, whose second term on the Regents ends February 1st. College Station police spent 2 hours Wednesday dealing with a man who had barricaded himself inside of his home north of Easterwood Airport. Officers were told the 38-year-old had threatened to harm himself or others and was seen holding an unknown object. Hostage negotiators were able to convince the man to leave his home and was taken for medical treatment. Local authorities are searching for a suspect from a disturbance over the midnight hour Wednesday, which landed the victim in the hospital. College Station police were sent to an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn, where they learned a woman's ex-boyfriend is accused of knocking out the teeth of her new boyfriend. Local law enforcement arrests this week included one for keeping an officer from keeping an eye on backed up traffic.
Wednesday afternoon, traffic was backed up on University between Texas and College after a load of concrete hit the pavement after slipping off a semi-trailer. A College Station policeman arrested a pedestrian for interfering with his attempt at traffic control. 21-year-old Jeremy Ashton of College Station is accused of swearing at the officer more than 20 times, prompting two other officers to leave their post to check out what was happening. The arrest report also noted motorists stuck in traffic along University at Bazell were taking their eyes off the road and yelling back at Ashton. A brief power outage before sunrise of Monday morning in Bryan was due to an accused drunk driver. A patrolman driving on Finfeather south of Villa Maria saw a bright flash and the streetlights went out. The officer found a car that had struck a pole, which brought down the electric lines. 22-year-old Alfonso Medina of Bryan, who entered a guilty plea to DWI in May, is out of jail on bond following his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back from a trip to the Middle East. Most of the time was in Afghanistan, meeting with U.S. troops and the country's new leadership.
I think we're going to leave a stable, democratic Afghanistan. They just had a peaceful transition in power because of a recent election. I think they can continue to do it in the future. So we were pretty impressed. Again, this president could mess it up if he does the same things that he did in Iraq by pulling out too early.
Flores also complimented Afghanistan's military, describing them as warriors who are beating the Taliban's butt and praising the training given by Americans. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by WTAW. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:09. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Our weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will be building across the area today, pushing down from the north and west. It's got some cooler temperatures associated with it. We have sunshine today, high 60 to 65. Tonight, clear. Those will fall back to about 40 to 45. Sunshine, a few fair weather clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 55. Mostly cloudy, windy Saturday, chance of a shower, warmer. Highs on Saturday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Fighting Texas Aggie football gearing up and ready to go against LSU later on this afternoon. A&M women's basketball won by, have you seen the score yet, Scott?
No, I haven't.
66.
Well, there you go.
Held the opposing team to 27 points.
After a while, that gets to be really boring.
Everybody got to play last night. We'll have more on that. Cowboys always playing on Turkey Day, so we've got some NFL action for you and more coming up. We'll do it for you in sports at about 6:50. 66 points. 66.
Yeah, well, who'd they play?
McNeese, who's made it to the postseason the last four years in a row.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
They're a decent basketball program.
Guess had everything going their way. Everything seemed to be working pretty
well. Beat them like a rented mule.
Well, they are. Or the proverbial redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, too.
All right, well, let me see. Temps ought to be okay. About 63 for a high temperature today, it says here. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little chilly, 41. 70 on Friday, 74 on Saturday, 76 on Sunday. And back down to 70 on Monday. It's pretty nice weather, you know?
Almost perfect.
Not too bad. I can remember going to football stadiums on this day and not being comfy. Yeah.
The first A&M Texas game I ever watched was in Austin.
Yeah.
And it was sleeting and the most miserable.
I forget. Tom and I went over one year. That may have been the game you're talking about. I don't know. Went over there and Aggies got behind by 14 in the first 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, that was the one.
Okay, yeah. We're watching people huddled up against the wall at Memorial Stadium to get out of the elements, I guess. Tom and I were in the press box. We didn't really care. But for you and all the rest of those people.
Well, you know, I was like 16.
Yeah, well, so you can do that kind of stuff then.
Cuddled up with like one of my, like my very first girlfriend.
I gotcha. Didn't even know what the score was. A French inventor says he's developed a pill that makes it smell like chocolate.
Yep. Okay. I saw that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Develop pills that will make, you can choose. Apparently, if you, if you're in a crowd and that kind of thing escapes, it can smell like chocolate, roses, or violets. Christian Prevenchal is selling the line of pills online. The website bills his pills as the Father Christmas fart pill. Says the invention was inspired by an uncomfortably flatulent dinner with friends about 6 years ago.
Wonderfully flatulent.
When is it comfortably flatulent?
I don't know.
Say it. Oh, it's comfortable for the farter. Thank you.
Info
Nation.
Okay, this will be our second Blazing Saddles reference, I guess, this week.
Cut that out, Mongo.
The Mongo Night Candy.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's the 27th. That'd be day 331, and we've got, 34 of them to go. It's Bavarian Cream Pie Day. Hey, that's not a bad thing. Not at all.
Nope.
I don't know if it really started over there, but that's...
It's yummy.
You got that going on. It's not bad. It's also Pins and Needles Day.
I'm waiting.
I don't know.
Is that waiting, or is that my foot went asleep and I have pins and needles?
No, we'll have to go look it up. In the meantime, we've got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. We celebrate with Audra Peoples, who is 21 from Nashville, the TV show. Allison Pill is 29 from Newsworm. Jaleel White.
Oh, wow.
Urkel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did I do that?
Is 38 years old today.
You know, you talk about somebody... I don't know where he is now, but is he being taken seriously in his life after having done that?
Who knows?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Charlton Copley?
I don't know.
District 9 in Maleficent's 41 years old.
Good for them.
Eric Mendez is 43, one of the Mendez, Jiminy Christmas brothers. Michael Vartan is 46 from Alias. Robin Givens, Mike Tyson's downfall is 50 today.
Cool.
Fisher Stevens is 51. Steve Odenkirk, who is behind the scenes in a lot of comedy movies and made one really bad one, is 53. The background on Sweet Caroline, the song now sung at most baseball stadiums around the country.
Okay.
Caroline Kennedy is 57 today.
Okay.
That's who that was based on.
Okay.
William Fitner is 58 years old from Prison Break. Bill Nye the Science Guy, 59 years old. Curtis Armstrong, 61 from Revenge of the Nerds. He was Booger.
He was Booger, and little else in his career, is that right?
No, he's done actually quite a few.
Oh, has he?
He was in Risky Business and several other movies.
All right.
Catherine Bigelow, 63, from The Hurt Locker. She's the director, and if I'm not mistaken, she was an adult entertainer for a while.
Oh, my, really? She's kind of turned her world around.
I think so. And Jimi Hendrix would have celebrated a birthday today.
Really?
Yep.
He'd have been...
He was born in 42, and I'm not doing the math.
Okay. Bruce Lee, I think, was born on this date, too, but anyhow. There you are. So there's your birthdays. Residents in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, curious as to why the city smells like cat pee. Air samples have been collected by the state environmental officials for further analysis, although they do not believe the smell is harmful. What if they're wrong? I mean, we don't think it'll hurt you. Nonetheless, although they believe that the smell is not harmful. Finding the source and removing said smell is a priority. The smell began to permeate the air November 1st, when the residents of Newcastle quickly began to notice the assault on their noses. The smell seems to be strongest near a sewage treatment plant. Duh. First place to look, I think. But still, there you are. So, today, if you think you're having a bad day, just consider you don't live in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But it just doesn't make sense to use Ferguson as the case study of a seminar on the problems with our criminal justice system, because what happened in Ferguson was not a failure of the criminal justice system. The shooting, there's not one smidgen of evidence at all that shows that this is in any way related to race. This is the thing that the left just will not accept. Not a smidgen of evidence, the same in with Trayvon and George Zimmerman. Not a smidgen of it. Race was irrelevant to what happened on August 9th in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, that isn't some random opinion. It's based on facts. The things that Eric Holder wouldn't wait for, and the president wouldn't wait for, and Al Sharpton never waited for.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-8607. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-8607. That's 1-800-842-8607. Call 1-800-842-8607.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Retirement isn't always cause for celebration. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. If you're nearing retirement, keep in mind that not everyone finds the transition easy. So much of the focus before retirement is on money and having enough saved, but the hardest part may be psychological. Some people actually experience grief. The advice is to begin diversifying your interests while you're still working, and if it helps, some find ways to extend their careers part-time during those so-called retirement years. Even though it's generally against the law, many drivers are still texting behind the wheel, and some new findings show it may be compulsive behavior that's to blame. The Center for Internet and Technology Addiction conducted a survey with AT&T that found the notification sounds from phones trigger an intense urge to respond among many of us, even while we're driving. You already know candy isn't good for your diet, but it can be worse than that. According to a MarketWatch report, large amounts of candy can actually affect medication. That can come as a surprise because the label of a chocolate bar doesn't have to say that. The stock market's closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Jen Ursillo. Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They say all politics is local. And to that end, so is food. The New York Times analyzed Google searches to find which Thanksgiving recipes are usually popular in each state. And while they're all strange, some of them anyway, most of them sound off the charts indulgent. So we need to start sharing this stuff, people. Here are five of the weirdest dishes that they found. Snicker apple salad is popular in South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. Chopped Snickers, apples, and whipped cream. I can see that. Frog eye salad, Nevada, Idaho, Wyoming, and Colorado. Pasta, fruit, eggs, whipped cream, and marshmallows. I don't think I want eggs, whipped cream, or marshmallows in anything together. Stuffed artichokes is popular in New York and New Jersey. How about pumpkin whoopie pie? New Hampshire and Maine. It's two pumpkin cookies with a cream cheese filling. I can certainly go for that. And according to this, one of the oddities of Texas and Oklahoma, sopapilla cheesecake. Basically cheesecake made with crescent rolls loosely based on a sopapilla. There are a few others that sound good just on name alone, like cookie salad in North Dakota, key lime cake in Georgia, maple walnut pie in Vermont, which I'm guessing probably is a shot at pecan pie, corn pudding in Maryland, and pineapple casserole in South Carolina. And the worst, the just sound, probably goes to Oregon, where they were looking for vegan mushroom gravy. Thank you, but no. Montana's unusually popular Thanksgiving food is a close second. It's fruit salad. Come on, Montana. Just fruit? People just one state over are mixing Snickers together with whipped cream and calling it a salad. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Whether you're looking for a nice piece of costume jewelry to do something maybe for New Year's Eve, or you're looking for an over-the-top wedding ring, you're going to find stuff at David's Jewelry and Coin that you don't find anyplace else, because a lot of what they take in is heirloom stuff. Now, it's not all old, and you can have something made there as well. From Rolexes to big diamonds and bullion, gold and silver, to interesting coins and collectibles. Find out more by going to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or pop in, they're on Old College next to IHOP in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2014 Tundra double cab V8 for $309 a month for 24 months with $2499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 12-1-14.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 626. Arrazes Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. They've been voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years. Pretty nice day today, 63. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine. Tonight, 41 will be our low, with winds out of the east still about 5. Sunny and about 70 degrees on Friday. Saturday, we'll get it up to 74. 76 on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. And then cooling back down a little bit Monday to 70 degrees and still having that 20% chance of showers. But still in all, pretty nice weekend. Wind chill right now is 41 degrees. We have the winds out of the northeast at 9. 61% relative humidity. The air temperature is 46.
What's new at College Station's Christmas at the Creek? A 2,000-square-foot synthetic ice rink, Santa and Grinch look-alike contests, a giant Texas snow dome, and two holiday movies on a big screen. We'll have all the traditional favorites, too. Lights, hayrides, photos with Santa, stage performances, shopping, and much more. Join us December 5th and 6th at Wolfpin Creek Park for Christmas at the Creek. Full details are at cstx.gov/Christmas. That's cstx.gov/Christmas.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Getting the best medical care may have to do with asking the right questions and asking the right person. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
If you want to be more successful, there's a website you should visit. It's the Success Mint.
SuccessMint.com.
The Success Mint is all about success, with advice and resources on how to start a business, where great ideas come from, how to be a successful parent, how to be a better negotiator, how to create trust, and so much more. Just go to SuccessMint.com and enjoy articles and podcasts that will give you greater insight into your success. Plus, you can sign up for our daily Success Mint and receive a nugget of valuable success advice delivered right to your inbox every day, all free. We designed the Success Mint to be a central source of reliable experts and ideas to help propel your success. Things like how to create your own luck, smart ways to meet new people, the importance and power of persistence. If you want to supercharge your success in business and in life, come to the Success Mint at SuccessMint.com.
Have you ever wondered if doctors get better health care than the rest of us?
Doctors do know the inside information. They know how to get to the best hospitals, how to get to the best doctors, and how to get the best care.
Dr. Kevin Soden, author of the book Special Treatment, How to Get the Same High-Quality Health Care Your Doctor Gets, says rule number one is to have a primary care doctor. And a lot of people don't, especially women.
Women oftentimes make the mistake of getting their OBGYN to be their only doctor they have, and they don't get checked up for the things that are the number one killer in women, which is heart disease. And the other mistake people make is saying that all doctors are the same, and they're definitely not the same.
How can you tell the difference between doctors? Ask a doctor.
Doctors really do know who the best doctors are in the community. If you ask them the key question, which is, where would you send your mother, where would you send your wife, they may give you a different answer than sometimes they would send you, because maybe they're practicing with a particular group and they feel like they have to send you within that group, when in fact maybe they would go somewhere else.
And if you have to go into the hospital for any reason, it does matter which hospital you choose.
There's a site called healthgrades.com where they actually can get ratings of hospitals for particular procedures. And there are vast differences between certain hospitals. And just because a hospital may be good at one particular type of surgery does not mean they are good at all things.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The current chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams of Bryan, finishes his second term February 1st. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters wants to see Adams stay on the board.
There's been a lot of interworking between A&M and the two cities and the county, especially with the bio corridor and all the research that goes on. And having someone that's here local on the Board of Regents, I think, is a positive thing.
Peters placed an item on this week's County Commission agenda, which was later tabled, calling for a letter of support to be sent to Governor-elect Greg Abbott.
After thinking about it, I'm not sure that it would be best for to take Commissioner's Court action, so we took no action on it today.
Peters plans on sending Abbott a personal letter supporting Adams, who is one of three regents whose terms are ending next year. The others are Jim Schwartner of Austin and John White of Houston. It's been 23 years since the city of College Station has updated its regulations for oil and gas drilling. At this week's city council meeting, more than 1 hour was taken to explain proposed changes. Mayor Nancy Berry invites those interested to watch for an update on the city's website and attend an upcoming council meeting.
We will have a public hearing and get input. And once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments, or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
An overview of what was discussed this week is online at WTAW.com. Proposed changes include a ban on new drilling in flood-prone areas and floodplains, not allowing disposal wells and sump pits, increasing fees and minimum insurance requirements, and paying for road maintenance. Local law enforcement arrests this week includes a former College Station resident who was hospitalized following a drug overdose in late September for possession of illegal drugs.
Friends of 20-year-old Brent Sajansky of Corpus Christi told police he had smoked marijuana and ingested cocaine, LSD, and alcohol before he became unconscious. According to the arrest report, officers found four illegal drugs. Sajansky was released from jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest in August on another charge of possessing a controlled substance. Three Brazos County Sheriff's deputies were involved in dealing with a disturbance Tuesday south of College Station in the Saddle Creek development. A Bryan man working on a new home site is accused of leaving and disrupting a next-door neighbor. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Humberto Cesares also walked in front of a College Station ambulance, forcing the driver to make an abrupt stop. A supervisor thought Cesares was under the influence of lacquer thinner, which was being applied to cabinets in the new home. Cesares also accused of running down the hallways in the emergency room screaming and yelling, where he had to be tackled and later shot with a taser in order to be handcuffed. Cesares out of jail on bond following his arrest for public intoxication and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The disturbance the night before last in College Station turned out to be a case of domestic violence. Police report an ex-boyfriend broke the teeth of the woman's new boyfriend, which required hospital treatment. The ex is still being sought from the fight outside an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn. A large turnout of College Station officers surrounded a home north of Easterwood Airport Wednesday. That followed a report of a 38-year-old man who had threatened to harm himself or others and was holding an unknown object. More than 2 hours elapsed before the man came out, following discussions with the hostage negotiations team. Before that, officers used a taser and firearm that shoots beanbags, attempting to detain the man. Officials say he was not seriously injured and was taken for medical evaluation.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was part of an American delegation to Afghanistan earlier this week. He says Afghan forces, for the most part, plan and execute their own missions, and they're doing a great job.
They're different than the Iraqis. The Iraqis, when they get into a jam, when things go kinetic, they have a tendency to cut and run. But the Afghans, they're a warrior class. You know, they stand and fight.
Flores says that's contrary to reports from the New York Times.
Which is unfortunate how that's manipulated. The Afghan National Security Forces are beating the Taliban's butt. And they've done. I have to say I'm very proud of what they've done. I'm proud of the way our military men and women have trained them.
Flores says American troops in Afghanistan are not involved in actual combat except for occasional special operations missions. WTAW News time is 6:34. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by MRI Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Aggie fan Slobodchek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slobodchek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slobodchek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slobodchek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Other restrictions apply. See the website for the program and Visa prepaid card details. All loans are made by WebBank. It's a Utah chartered industrial bank. It's member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. Okay, now face it, there aren't many good ways to borrow money when you need it. Now, friends, family, credit card companies, traditional bank loans. Now, you have to pick your poison, but now with a low fixed rate loan with Prosper.com, there is a better way. You can borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days and use the money for just about anything you desire. Prosper.com online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest in you. Now, don't rack up more debt on your credit cards this holiday season. Pay them off with Prosper.com. Now, to check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, just go to Prosper.com/Hannity. And now, for a limited time, listeners to this show, well, you can get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest loan. Up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card when you go to Prosper.com/Hannity. That's Prosper.com/Hannity.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They got a deal that ends tomorrow, as a matter of fact. It's a up to $1,300 rebate from Lennox on a whole home system. So get in touch with them tomorrow at Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Some cooler temperatures had a chance to filter in overnight, and they'll stay with us on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll have abundant sunshine, highs 60 to 65. If you are traveling around the region today, you should be fine, at least in regards to the weather. Clear, cool tonight, 40 to 45. A mixture of sunshine and fair weather clouds tomorrow, breezy, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, 55. Mostly cloudy, windy, maybe a shower Saturday, 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A&M is a 7-4. Coach Sumlin's doing a great job.
That's Coach Les Miles from LSU. We'll hear more from him on the Aggie squad and his own squad. Also, the A&M women's basketball program racked up a 66-point win last night. No, that was not a typo or misspeak. We'll have that, plus the Dallas Cowboys are gearing up for the Eagles in their Thanksgiving game as well. All that and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, as poor people in Philadelphia just need to find a team that can win. 76ers continue to lose. Headed toward a record. We'll track that. Got a little story on that later on this morning. Obviously, not a lot of things going on in the world of politics. Just a couple of interesting side notes, I guess.
Bill Flores had mentioned yesterday that new EPA standards were going to go into effect, and that would impact Texas. And, you know, it's interesting because Texas kind of thumbs their nose at the EPA and all their stuff that they talk about for the pollution and things. And so the Obama administration comes out with these rules. Excuse me, I needed to sneeze. So I did very successfully, thank you.
Bless you.
Anyway, they propose these long-delayed rules to slash the levels of ozone that are supposed to worsen.
Bless you again.
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
Stare to light.
Thank you. Yes,
that's true. Just wind up in the delivery.
Yes, sir. That are known to worsen, or people believe worsen, asthma, lung disease, and heart conditions. Now, obviously, there are two sides to every story. First, if you hear what the Sierra Club people have to say, what Neil Carman, who is the Clean Air Program Director for the Sierra Club's Texas arm, said in a statement, reducing the ozone standard within this range will help protect millions of Texans, once adopted in cities like Austin, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Waco, Temple, El Paso, and Longview, Tyler, Marshall. The areas could see a reduction in harmful pollution. Well, I lived in Beaumont, so I'm with you there, okay? Walk outside 2 in the morning, the sky's orange. You're going, I don't know if I like that. But nonetheless, all these other areas. That's their point of view, okay? On the other side, there's a guy who's going, after reviewing this analysis, as well as through a study of the relevant scientific information, what's interesting is in Texas hospitals, asthma diagnosis actually increases in the winter when ozone levels are relatively low.
What?
Now, what's interesting about that is that that's not just some guy. That's a guy named Michael Honeycutt, who's the TCEQ's chief toxicologist, okay? So the guy who is supposed to be giving the information to TCEQ was going, no, that's not right. So, yeah, asthma actually going up in the winter when the ozone levels are not so bad. So battling it out in Texas, it just depends on what side of the issue we're talking about. And Texas A&M gets a little bit of national pub today. In the Hill, a publication that has to do with politics, they're doing a story about the 5 worst places to drive in U.S. America. And the study they show is from what used to be called the Texas Transportation Institute. And if they've changed their name, I didn't know it, but they are referred to as the Texas A&M Transportation Institute in this story in the Hill.
Branding.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. Says, according to the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, these are the worstest places to be driving. Interstate 110, the 110 in Los Angeles. Los Angeles has the second worst gridlock of any major city in the United States, behind only Honolulu. And of course, they kind of got a limited area. They can't be building new roads. Los Angeles has nearly 4 times as many residents as Hawaii, of course, and traffic there is always notoriously bad. Sometimes my wife will get up and listen to a radio show that comes out of the East Coast, but she listens to it on a radio station out of Los Angeles, okay, because you can do that with those internet radios. So that means it's like 5 o'clock at our house. That means it's 3 o'clock in Los Angeles, and they're doing traffic reports.
Yeah.
Traffic reports at 3 in the morning in Los Angeles. Second worst is supposed to be Interstate 80 in San Francisco. Number 3, da-da-da-da, Interstate 35.
Oh, yeah.
Houston, Dallas, and Texas' biggest population centers, but the Lone Star State capital city ranked higher on both of its major population than both of those major population areas in the study. Austin ranked 4th for gridlock in the 2014 study. I-35 runs from Texas-Mexican border to Minnesota. It's the home of a high-profile bridge collapse in 2007. 7 years after Austin's portion of I-35 is still notoriously clogged after the work they've done on it. One 6.7 mile stretch of the highway in Austin produced 546 hours of delays per mile for drivers.
Good night.
Costing you 1,700 gallons in gas. Yeah. So just there you go. And then the others are in New York and Washington, D.C. But there you go. If you think I-35 is terrible.
Well, now you know why they keep Austin weird. They're huffing fumes in their car.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have to do anything else. They got that going on for them. So, once again, be glad. Today, sometime, you'll be in traffic, probably, and you're not going to be happy about it. And we've gotten, I mean, if you look at some of the lines we've had, and I think anybody who has to drive Rock Prairie will tell you, you know, they've tried to, during the middle of the day, block off one lane on the bypass, but it just backs things up, especially on the access road. But, you know, it'll get better, and that sort of, we'll have other congestion points in other places. But I think earlier this week we had an accident on North Welburn by Rock Prairie, which, you know, brought things down to one lane. So we do have some of those situations happening, but it's not there all the time, only certain times of the day. And, gee whiz, to not have to put up with the garbage that those folks do.
Uh-huh.
It would just, you have to wonder, how much money are you making to make it worthwhile to be doing that, you know, to sit in
Absolutely.
Traffic for that long? I mean, it's just, And then the president pardoned a turkey yesterday. Again. As I mentioned earlier this week, when was the last time a turkey committed a felony? But of the 46 million birds, the National Turkey Federation says it will be consuming this Thanksgiving two by the name of, did we know this? Mac and cheese were spared yesterday by executive action. Did you know that George H.W. Bush officially pardoned a turkey in 1989, and that's what started it all?
Yeah, we talked about that, and I was surprised because I thought it was older than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally, the ceremony held in the Rose Garden. Wednesday's event was forced indoors after Washington was hit with its first day of snow and hail. Did the president get out, by the way? Did he get out, or is he still in D.C.? He's going to spend Thanksgiving in D.C., do we know?
I don't know.
One of the things that I enjoyed talking to Bill Flores about yesterday is he said they could defund Air Force One.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
You have to walk everywhere.
Exactly. Well, you know, the idea, you might stay there and not play as much golf. But he said that would be petty to do. I'm thinking, so? What's wrong with that? You know, just stay there and face the music.
You ever been tempted to try a heritage turkey? You heard of these things?
You're going to have to tell me about it.
Well, despite what WKRP says, turkeys can fly, and they're too big, the farm turkeys.
Oh, okay.
In fact,
right.
they can't even procreate normally.
They have
to be artificially inseminated.
Right.
Just because we like our big turkeys. But heritage turkeys, Ben Franklin wanted them to be the national bird.
Yes.
And they're pretty smart and pretty tasty, apparently. I can't find them.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got some turkey facts that we're going to go through. Well, there's this thing called the Internet.
Yeah, I know, but...
So now why is it called
I'm not going to download a heritage turkey.
Why is it called a heritage turkey?
Because they're not bred to be so gargantuan.
Okay. Well...
They're just normal birds.
Well, people go turkey hunting in Texas.
Well, there you go.
They've got to be around someplace.
I think they may be selected for good eating.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, anyway. Okay, and what do we do? We have some turkey facts later on this morning. It's not like, oh, wow, but you Googled heritage turkeys in Texas?
I just keep hearing about them. I never looked them up. Oh. Now I am.
The thing is, you know, it may be a little bit tougher bird, too.
Could be.
Maybe
a little gamey.
I was going to say have a stronger flavor. That's certainly
possible. Of course, I feel turkey's gotten sort of flavorless lately.
Okay, well, that's tasteless or let's not go to tasteless.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Hi, this is Bill Oliver. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW is asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts, December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Gardening isn't what most people would consider a risky hobby, yet even in this passive, serene hobby, there are lots of places where you can take little steps toward much greater safety. We're going to examine a few common sense and safety in gardening right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. If you want to practice common sense and safety when you're gardening, you want to start by avoiding plants that might hurt you. Sharp-pointed leaves come to mind first. It's best not to include agaves and yuccas if you have small children or active pets in your yard. However, really thorny plants can also be a risk. If you're going to use them, plant them out of harm's way. Teach your children not to graze in the landscape. Warn them ahead of time that some of the most common and most popular landscaping plants can cause them harm if they put them into their mouths. Oak acorns, flower bulbs, holly berries, azalea, and Carolina jessamine blooms, for example, are all toxic to one degree or another. Teach your young charges right from wrong. Plan for safe playing areas. If you have children or grandchildren who will be using your yard as a playground, set aside spaces where you don't have stones or exposed metal edging. Cushion the area with thick, vigorous turf. Use bark mulch to cover the ground and to soften their falls. Build patios, walks, and steps carefully. It's easy to overlook common sense in this one. Steps should be comfortably sized in terms of their stepping surfaces, the treads, and the elevations, the risers. The risers should all be the same height. Hopefully the treads can be of equal width. Hard surfaces should slope so the rainfall will drain away quickly, and beware of seams and joints that might cause someone to trip and fall. Watch also for sharp edges that could let a person turn an ankle. Light up the night. This introduces safety from a couple of different directions. You can illuminate walks, steps, and entries for better footing. Plus, you'll discourage prowlers and other bad people from visiting your property. All that and lighting looks great as well, so you really get a lot of advantages if you'll use landscape lighting. Fences perform multiple functions. They secure your property and they keep kids and pets where you want them and exclude them where you don't want them. Think through your choices and select the type of fencing that best accomplishes your goals while still contributing to the overall good looks of your gardens. Learn to recognize stinging insects. Yellowjacket nests will form beneath eaves and awnings during the spring, summer, and fall. Of all the stinging wasps, they're the most aggressive. You want to look out for the caterpillars that will sting, like asps or puss caterpillars, I.O. moths, and hag moths. There are several stinging caterpillars. And use power equipment. Carefully choose types that have good safety features. I'm Neil Sperry, getting along with nature in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. It's game day in Aggieland, and the Aggs hit the ground running to wrap up their regular season with the LSU Tigers as they roll into Kyle Field with both teams unranked and not having the season they expected. Here's LSU head coach Les Miles' take on the Aggies.
A&M is a 7-4. Coach Sumlin's doing a great job making them better. A&M, very explosive offense. They throw the football well. They're averaging 320-plus yards. And defensively, the best freshman in the nation is Miles Garrett with 11 sacks. And challenge for our team to go to Kyle Field and play well. Our football team wants to take the field, look forward to doing so.
And here's what Coach Miles is bringing in with his own squad.
I can tell you that there's some wearing on the program, certainly. But I can also tell you that everybody's handling it in a very straightforward manner. They're working hard at it, enjoying practice. You know, we've lost a game. I think our guys understand the things that they need to do to get that feeling back.
It's the Ags and Tigers with the Fan Zone broadcast, exclusive to WTAW, that starts at 3:30. 5:30 is the pregame show live from the stadium with Dave South and Dave Oldendorf, and the kickoff is at 6:30 right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. From the gridiron to the hardwood, Courtney Williams scored 19 points and led the 7th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team to a 93-27 win over McNeese State at Reed. The 66-point margin of victory was the third largest in A&M history. And here's Coach Gary Blair.
Obviously, we were better. Our kids were ready to play tonight. Maybe it's because most of them had their parents in the stands, and they're going to get a home-cooked meal. I was real pleased with my five position. They had 23 points and 13 rebounds between the three of them. I thought they were very active, even though they had the size advantage. They're going to need that against Duke.
Speaking of Duke, the Aggies host the number 8 Duke Blue Devils in a top 10 matchup at Reed Arena Sunday at noon. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers and Shelby Sullivan were named to the 2014 All-SEC Volleyball Team, and setter Stephanie Ipley and opposite hitter Ashley Razor were named to the SEC All-Freshman Team. The conference announced that yesterday. In addition, Sullivan was named SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year for volleyball. After winning 2 of 3 games in the Puerto Rico tip-off last weekend, the A&M men's basketball team returned to the friendly confines of Reed Arena Friday afternoon. The Aggs will kick off a 3-game homestand by hosting New Orleans at noon from Reed, and that game will be carried on Sports Radio 1150 as well. Texas A&M volleyball got contributions from all 14 players as the Aggies notched their 20th victory of the season with a straight-set sweep of Mississippi State last night. It's the 5th consecutive win for the Aggies, who improved to 20-8 on the season, and they will wrap up their regular season Friday at 4 p.m. at Ole Miss. Thanksgiving football, not just a tradition in Aggieland, but also in Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys play their annual Thanksgiving Day game today against the Philadelphia Eagles. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo said the Eagles are really going to come after him.
Playing against a really good football team, he's going to bring great energy. We understand how important this game is for both teams. I think it'll be fun just to, you know, see them try and attack us and come after and be an aggressive team, and that'll be an enjoyable game to go against.
Cowboys beat the Oakland Raiders 31-24 last year. Kickoff today scheduled for 3:30. The Houston Texans have placed quarterback Ryan Mallett on injured reserve with a chest injury. Here's head coach Bill O'Brien.
It's a chest injury, and it's to be determined whether he'll have surgery or not.
Ryan Fitzpatrick will get the start Sunday against Tennessee. Fitzpatrick started the first 9 games before being benched during a bye week in favor of Mallett, who went 1-for-1 as a starter. Sunday's kickoff scheduled for noon. In the NBA, Tyson Chandler set a season high with 17 points and 25 rebounds to help the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-102 overtime win against the New York Knicks.
It was important to come out here and get the win. You know, the last 2 games, it seemed like we've been a little flat, and, you know, when we took L's against teams that we felt like we should have got victories against. So I want to come out tonight and play with some energy.
Dirk Nowitzki had a season high 30 points for Dallas. Jose Calderon matched a career high with 7 three-pointers for all 21 of his points. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich missed last night's game with the Indiana Pacers after undergoing what the team calls a minor medical procedure. Popovich is also expected to miss tomorrow's game. As it turns out, they wouldn't need him. Manu Ginobili had 28 points, and the Spurs rallied to a 106-100 victory over the Indiana Pacers. And finally, James Harden scored 26 points to lead the Houston Rockets to a 102-89 victory over the Sacramento Kings last night. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating.